So thank you everybody for joining in on another episode of our athletic department's podcast, The Devil's Den. I'm joined by a host of seniors today. I've got Sawyer Evans, who's kind of been helping and doing some co-hosting and leading some things. So welcome, Sawyer.
Thanks.
I've also got Lexi Goff, one of our Winter Guard members, also one of our super seniors. Glad to have her on. And then, of course, we got Miss Lainey Funderburk again. Now, you're not a senior, though.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're a junior. I was thinking I had all seniors here. No, so we got a junior, but we got Lainey Funderburk, one of our student athletes, and also, of course, a member of our Winter Guard. So welcome, Lainey. We're excited to talk a little bit about Winter Guard this year. One, we're going to define it for those of us that aren't as familiar with it. We'll talk a little bit about we had a recent performance two Saturdays ago up at Rock Hill High School. So we'll kind of delve into that a little bit, talk about what Winter Guard is, and you know, hopefully if people are interested in joining it next year, then maybe that'll be something that we could do. So let's start with that. Let's start with what is Winter Guard? Like, what does this look like? And I think we're passing this off to Lexi first.
So Winter Guard is a part of the Marching Arts. Usually Winter Guard or Guard itself is a part of the marching band. It's the colorful flags that you see while you get people moving around playing instruments. And Winter Guard mainly focuses on the guard aspect of that. And it's mainly like just a big dance group with a bunch of weapons and equipment.
Yeah, right. I mean, and when we say weapons, we're talking like, so you got the, what are the rifles made of? So they've got rifles.
They're made of wood.
Because they're not metal, right? Okay, so they're wood. But like, they're heavy enough, like you don't want to like.
Yeah, like the bottom side, like the butt of the gun,
yeah,
you would say, has like, it's heavier, mm-hmm. I think anyways.
Yeah.
I think that's heavier. And you have padding on either side of the, on the tip and the butt.
Okay.
They are heavy. Like,
I've never held one. I need to, the next time y'all are practicing, I'm going to slide over there and see if
I think you should try to spin one.
I think I may. That would be, that might be some good content too. I don't know how well that would go.
From Stowe, she's been practicing.
Okay. Miss Stowe. Shout out to Miss Stowe. Had her on the podcast earlier in the year and chatted it up a little bit. But that's a good point though. So Miss Stowe and Lexi's mom, Miss Ashley, also are, they kind of run point on this, right?
I like to think of it as a team effort.
Team effort, okay. Yeah, so, you know, and we got a little, it's a little bit smaller team. We have five folks on it. Okay.
And Julia Wirtz actually joined our team midseason, and she's been doing really good considering we've had half the show written when she got on.
Right, and that's tough. So let's talk about as far as the choreography. Like, how early do you folks start, one, planning that, and then when did we actually start implementing, or we actually start trying to dance and do those things?
So usually people, normal instructors, they have all of their stuff written even before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing pretty much all the work except for like one part mm-hmm. in the show. And I had all of it done literally 2 weeks ago.
Okay, wow.
When the entire show was done. But I started writing back in October, I think. And I've kind of just been slowly getting people to do it.
Okay.
Teaching it, if you will. It's been stressful.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. And so I had, that was the very first time when y'all went to Rock Hill 2 Saturdays ago. That was my first time I'd ever been around. Outside of just kind of peeking in, y'all had a couple practices and I was going to my office. That's all y'all were doing. So like, I had like an idea of what was happening. That was my first time I ever saw a performance. And I was like, it blew me away, honestly, like the choreography and all the stuff y'all are doing. And I was like, this is way more complicated than I ever, you know, in my head, I was just like, I just kind of, you know, throw the rifles around a little bit, wave some flags. But after seeing y'all in action and watching a couple of the other folks that performed before y'all, I was like, ooh, I had no idea what exactly this was, right? So let's talk a little bit about the scoring, because that was a piece I didn't see at the event a couple weeks ago. So talk to me about, like, how do the folks score these things, right? Now, because I didn't see judges. I know they were there somewhere, but I didn't even know where to look, right? And I was just focused on trying to get a couple photos. But what does that look like?
It's split into, I want to say, four sections.
Okay.
And you have two judges for one of the sections. So one of them is equipment, which focuses on like how you move the equipment within the show to make it tell the story.
Okay.
And then you have General Effect, which has two judges. That's the one that has two judges. It's self-explanatory. They just tell you how the show affected the general audience.
Okay.
And like the storytelling part of it.
So like, how strict are the judges at these things? Like, are they kind of lenient? Are they like really hard on you? Like, what's it look like?
It sort of depends on who you get.
Yeah. Like really? Here, like our last two competitions, our judges have been really, they've been more lenient, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as we get closer to competition, they're going to harden up on us because by the time that we get to competition or championship, we should have everything down. It should all look the way it's supposed to look.
Right. Sure, yeah.
So they've been nice.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're talking about like some of the timing. So like, I think Ms. Stowe was telling me that like there's a period of time because there's this massive math that y'all have, right? This very heavy math that literally it takes everybody to kind of like roll it out there. But there's like a time, like they start the clock, right? And then you have X amount of seconds to actually get it all rolled out and get everybody in place. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So there's a certain time to get on and off.
Okay.
So you have to be moving.
Yeah.
Sure, like the baseline time is 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
And if you go over that, you get penalized on your score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now we had everything squared. We didn't lose any points on that, right? Like,
no, we may have the messiest pickup, but we get up and out of there.
Yeah, no, I was going to say 2 minutes. I definitely felt like we made that parameter. I was curious what the time frame was, though, because I was like, if it's real quick, like that's a big old mat these folks are rolling out. But you can see not just y'all, but like all the groups, like there was like a sense of urgency of we got to get everything set up. We got to be ready. And then the performance started, right? So that was
Well, as soon as you walk out onto the, or as soon as you walk in the gym, you're instantly being judged.
Really?
How you're carrying your equipment, how your like stances, if we're all uniform, they judge all of that. And it may not affect our actual score, but it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. So talk to me a little bit about, I guess this will kind of be both of you and you can both speak on it. How did you get involved with Winter Guard? Because I feel like, you know, obviously you added Julia mid-season, like that's interesting to add it to make an addition. But how did you folks, who I know you've been around for a while doing it, right? And I'm pointing at Lexi for those of that since you can't see this. And then Lainey, how long have you been involved with it?
Sixth grade.
Okay, wow. So y'all both have been around for a while. So why? You know, why did that? Because it is a smaller group of folks and it's a very kind of sport specific kind of thing, right? A very technical sport. Why did y'all decide to get involved with this?
Well, I saw the marching band
mm-hmm.
in fifth grade, and then I went to sixth grade, and I'm like, it looks pretty cool.
Right.
So I started doing Winter Guard in sixth grade, and then I did marching band color guard
mm-hmm.
in seventh grade. So then that's how I got into it.
So you saw it, right? You saw the yes. band, and then you wanted to get involved. Okay, that's cool. What about you, Lexi?
So I was actually – you're talking about The Greatest Showman, right?
Yep.
I was supposed to be in that show, but I got into a car accident that September, so I couldn't perform at all season.
Okay.
But I had that – I had went to band camp.
Oh, man.
I was that kid. I went to band camp.
Right.
And I performed – well, we got half of the show on the field, and then that happened. And I couldn't do it anymore, but I came back that winter season and my instructor instantly made me captain of the JV team.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've kind of just been roped in ever since. I loved color guard from the moment I picked up my flag.
Yeah, no, that's,
and that's like something I've picked up on it. I've seen like the color guard and the winter guard it's just like a big family at that point. Like, I mean, it's just, y'all are all, it's like a bond there, and it just makes you want to stay in it once you get started. And that's something I've noticed from it, especially.
Yeah, I mean, it is a sport, right? In a lot of ways, it's so similar to a sport. It's very technical, like most of our sports are. And then it's like, it does seem like you'll have this like great bond between folks that you see a lot of times on sports teams where folks have grown up doing something. So it is, I don't know that we necessarily recognize it like that all the time, but like it does kind of fall under that category, right? Like it is, I mean, you have to be pretty athletic to do these things. I mean, that is the reality. If you don't have any hand-eye coordination, it's going to be tough. It was going to be tough. I'm definitely going to slide out there and I'm going to throw something.
I do want to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something.
Oh, yeah. Starting them on the rifles.
It's going to be tough.
That's true. Bring up sabers.
Oh, the saber.
Those are the metal ones.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm impaling myself. Okay, so let's transition a little bit. So what are some of the, I mean, what are some of the hardest parts about Winter Guard? What are some things that we struggle with? I mean, obviously gym time. I know I hear a lot about gym time. We got to make sure to try to get folks. I think we've done a little bit better job this year than maybe in the past, I hope. I don't know, maybe we're doing worse. But finding time, even though we have two gyms, you've got this massive mat, right? So trying to make sure that's in, you can't really move that. Like I can't come in there and be like, hey, we need B building today. And you're like, well, our mat's in here, right? Like we've really need to practice in here. So outside of that, what are some things that are difficult or things that maybe we, you know, we don't think about that would be struggles?
Timing.
Oh, timing, yeah.
You have to rep these things over and over and over because if one person has their flag at like 1 degree up, it looks different. You have to be in sync the whole entire time. So we just have to rep, rep, rep until we get it in time.
And that makes it tough. Again, it's like, again, I keep comparing it to sports, but like it's the same thing, right? Like you have to get reps, you have to do those things, and it reminds me of just some. I mean, the choreography, obviously, you think of cheer, but it's like a 4 minute long cheer, right? With dancing and throwing things and almost like stunts. It's almost more like competitive cheer.
And the
It's
story.
yeah, and you've got this narrative that you're trying to weave into all these things, right? It's just so complicated, and I hadn't really thought too much about it until I went to one of y'all's events, and then, you know, it's just been. It's been eye-opening for me the last couple of weeks as I've thought about this, and I've seen you folks in the hallways, and it would jog my memory and be like, I was glad that y'all were interested in getting on the podcast because I do think folks need to hear about this, you know, because not everybody's in B building after school seeing you folks do the work that you're doing, and not everybody's necessarily going to drive to these events. So, cool. So timing, was there anything else?
Being in character and
Okay.
like having the same amount of energy that everybody else is having, we had to drill it into a good couple of our people these past 2 years. Because that's one of the things that the judges judge you on is being, because you're telling a story. You want to, if it's a happy show, you want to look happy. And if you're sad, you want to be sad. Like you're actively telling a story with not only your equipment but your entire body, and if like a PCU is like off, they notice.
What are, you know, conversely, what are some things that y'all really have enjoyed? Obviously, I hear this, you know, it's ringing true, like this family atmosphere. Like, what are some other things about Winter Guard? Like, if you're trying to pitch to, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth graders, especially to try and get some of these younger folks, like, what are some things that they could expect from Winter Guard that they would enjoy?
I think the tricks are pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they are
They're
100%, right?
so fun. And you can even do like two people tricks. Like we've stood back to back, tossed our rifle, saber, turn around and catch each other's. And it's
Okay.
just called an
I mean, we
exchange.
did
It's
that
a
sounds
three
dangerous.
person. It's a three person one year actually. So it was me, Lexi, and CB who did Winter Guard. And we tossed our tosses and we turned to our left and caught the other person's. So we did a threesome.
Sabers or
Oh, me
well,
and
it
her
was
had
two
sabers
sabers.
and one rifle. So
Yeah.
she had to throw her saber,
And then I had to
turn
go catch a
around,
rifle.
catch his
And
rifle.
you catch them almost different. Like, I'm pretty
They're
sure they're
different.
different. Yeah.
They're different.
Oof. Yeah, that's I'm from so that would not be good for me. Okay. Anything else? Like that actually sounds awesome. We gotta get some video footage on something like that.
It's just a good way to get out.
Yeah.
Like just get out of the house sometimes. It once you get into it, it's really fun.
And I think it's like it gives folks a home during like the winter season. We don't really have if you don't play basketball or cheer, like you don't really have a home during the winter, right? I mean, like hopefully you're gonna be in the weight room or doing these if you're from the sports end doing those sorts of things. But especially for, I mean, if you're just not interested in basketball or cheer, like there's nothing for you, right? Like, I mean, and winter's a slower sport just across the board, but it does give folks a home for that. And if you don't do anything in the spring, right? Obviously, y'all have bled into the spring as well. It gives folks a place where they could potentially get out of the house and do some of those things, right? Which is pretty cool. So now, senior wise, obviously you're a senior. Is anyone else going to graduate from the program this year?
Nope,
So
just
it's
me.
just you. Okay. Key piece, but so it's, and we got five. Is that what y'all told me? So then we'll be down to four. So we need some folks
Yeah, we can't
to,
compete
we
unless
need,
we have five people.
is that what it is?
Yes, we have to have at least five people or we cannot compete.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening out there, we need a couple more of you to come out and come join the squad.
So let's say for somebody that's like in sixth grade who's interested in Winter Guard, which you can start in sixth grade, or do you have to wait till seventh?
I think we're gonna make it to seventh grade this next season.
So let's
Okay.
say you have a seventh grader that's coming in. What's like some advice you would give them for their first year of Winter Guard?
Take the flag home and practice.
Oh, is
Like,
that an
it's,
option?
yeah, we
Y'all got extra
a
flags?
ton. I have three at my house.
So if I wanted one of these
I
flags,
need
so I
to
could
bring
go home
one.
to the house and practice a little bit, could I borrow one?
You'd have to talk with
Oh
Stowe.
my goodness. Like, this is a no now. I'm just picking. So take this stuff home. I didn't know that was an option. Okay, take the stuff home, practice a little bit. Now, are the practice flags, do you have like practice flags and like competition flags, or are you pretty much rock for the same stuff?
I would say yes, because like with the silks that we have for this year, they have to stay in perfect condition.
I would think so, right? The aesthetic of the performance, they need to look right.
Yeah, we can have people going home and getting them in the mud.
Yeah, that
I've
was the
done
piece I
that one
wondered
year.
about. Oh
Yeah,
Okay.
we give them silks that haven't been used in like 3 years, and then we're like, here you go, take it home.
Okay, but they're like similar weight and that sort of thing, so
Yeah,
that's
they're all
not
weighted the same.
okay. I have to talk to Miss Stowe about getting one of these
You
flags.
want to learn how to do an exchange,
I
Jules?
yeah, I like a saber. Imagine if I could throw a saber.
Hey, I have two. I'll let you take one.
Coach Kaiser in there. Now,
That would be a really
a
like
tag team. You
difference
see, I do
in
wonder about that.
tension.
Do you need to be similar heights for this to go well, or
No, because
because
we can
Stephen
do it
was
with
six?
Stevie. Yeah, he was like 6 foot, I think, when we did that. And
And
we're
we're
short.
steady at like 5'1". So
Okay, so I want to ask this question, and this may be on me for not knowing this. So, can guys do winter guard as well? Anybody can do winter guard because we have an all-female team, and that I didn't see. Now, to be fair, I only saw like three performances that day. I was rolling in hot to try and make sure I got in there on time. It was raining, to be fair. So, coming from Sumter, it was a little
was.
dry. So, guys can be on it. I just didn't see any guys for the two teams to perform before.
There's just like a stigma around it. Like
Really?
people think that if you're doing dance and that, puts a bad name on you as a guy.
I
But
guess, man, but I would love to twirl a flag. I'm telling you,
yeah,
flags and sabers and rifles, like that sounds,
and like with winter or like with guard in general, it's probably the most accepting sport that there is out of,
Any of them.
any of them.
Sure.
So, I mean, we honestly need guys because
Yeah, no, I think it'd be
like
awesome.
physically they have more throw power.
Yeah, we
Like
could
they
sling
can
some sabers, like.
do, yes.
Okay, no, that's pretty cool. Did y'all have anything else you wanted to add? Any kind of. Is there a memory? That's the one we should go with, especially with a senior on staff. Is there a particular memory that we can go with both of y'all if you have one that really stands out where it's like, this is the piece I'm going to miss when I graduate? Like, this was awesome. Or maybe this was less than awesome, right?
There was this one time. Do you remember it? Our coach at the time was tossing one of our rifles. I forgot whose it was. And he caught it, snaps in half.
The
The
rifle?
rifle snaps in half. That has to be
They're
the
made of wood,
worst.
though, right?
Yes. But
And
if
it
you're
snapped in his hands or her hand?
yeah, it snapped in his hands. He caught it straight in half.
Did
He probably
hurt?
already have a crack
Yeah,
if he
almost.
caught
I would
it.
think so. Yeah, unless he had just steel hands.
He dropped the crack. Just trying to do higher than quad.
They break easily.
If
And
he
like even like sabers, I have a broken saber at my house right now.
from sparring.
Definitely.
See, that would be my fear. Yeah, it would turn into I'd be sparring with someone. I wouldn't be throwing them around like
Your
this. But
poor wife.
yeah, no, Sid would not be pleased about this. I'm such a child at the house with stuff like that. Like I'm like throw the ball in the house. Like that's all the things I couldn't do as a kid. Now I'm an adult. I'm like, I'll do what I want. If I want to throw the ball in the house, I'll throw the ball in the house. So goofy. I don't know what's wrong with me. Neither does she. Okay, so cool. Like that's a pretty cool memory. Did you have one other than the cracked the
Don't think I do. I know I miss it though. That makes so many memories like within one season that
tough to just pick one.
yeah.
So just like the experience, right?
And it's so much different being a performer than an instructor, and it's like high school, it's not something I'll be able to get back.
Yeah, right. I mean, that is, and I think a lot of seniors are kind of, I'm hearing that more. I think as we're getting closer to the finish line, I think seniors are starting to click for those that it hadn't clicked before, right? Like this is the final, we're right there. Like this is the final ride and we're It's you never get it back, right? It's and that's tough. That's a tough thing. So now is there again, this shows my lack of knowledge. Winter guard at the collegiate level, is that a thing?
There's international, if that's what you
Okay.
mean. Like we have Like we have a bunch of circuits. Like for us, it's CWEA, which is just between North Carolina and South Carolina. And then higher than that is WGI, which is like international. Like you have teams from pretty much all over the world that come to the United States, I think they come here.
I think so.
Because you have like groups in the Philippines and I think Japan has some groups and they all come here and like they all compete.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are these all high school level or like does it go?
Some of them are high school level. Like we have, I think it's Catawba Ridge and River Bluff that go to WGI.
Okay.
But they have.
They're pretty big though, both of those.
Yeah. They're also like, they're categorized. So you have like your independent groups and you have like your, I think it's like a regional A's, which is like high schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, my lack of knowledge. I mean, folks are teaching me all kinds of things. Okay. Well, I think that kind of like wraps us up as far as where we've been. I appreciate y'all giving me some of your time, taking up your prime blocks today. And shout out
like
to you.
Go ahead. Sounds like you gave Jennings a new hobby. So
yeah, no, I'm going to find one of these sabers and I am going to use it appropriately. Of course, I'm not going to use it to spar with Coach Kaiser later. Okay. Well, appreciate y'all for hopping on. Thank you, Lanny. Thank you, Lexi. Thank you, Sawyer. Looking forward to this going live and hopefully some folks can learn a little bit more about WinterGuard like I did. Thank you all.